Greetings. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and East Eddie Stargate. Again, we're on Rumble. We kind of are on YouTube, barely. I think we lost one channel. And we're on VMO and East Eddie Stargate TV. So be sure and check that out. But you can find us if you just type in East Eddie Stargate or James Gunn, As You Wish Talk Radio. You can find the shows. Who knows what the future holds. Anyway, what I really wanted to talk about today is what's coming up over and over again is the influences going on, the unseen negative influences, people getting outraged and not monitoring themselves or being able to stop themselves. And I've also seen some stuff happening where it's crazy. Like today, I was down at the beach, took some time off and went for a swim out in the ocean and things. And the surf was pretty big. But the there's these areas where you go in and there's sand and then there's some nasty rocks and reef and you need to go in where the sand is. You know, it's a no-brainer. And we see these people coming up and they try to go in with all this gear on and they just smash themselves and hurt themselves and everything. And you run out there and you go, hey, you really want to go in over there, you know, and because there's rocks, and they just look at you with this dumb look, okay, and then they walk in and smash themselves, smash their legs and feet on the rocks and get smashed by the wave. It's just unbelievable. And then you see them going out an hour later in the same spot, and you go over there, sand, you try to remind them over there, and they go, okay, they just look at you with this dumb look on their face and then walk right out on the rocks again. And you just go, oh my God, what is wrong with people? What? I mean, you're trying, and they give you these dirty looks like who are you to tell me where to go in or things like that. And you're just going, what is wrong with people nowadays? It's just like, and I go, okay, have fun with that. And so we got to the point now where we're just saying, you know what? You guys have fun with that. We're not even going to tell you. We're not even going to tell you again. We're done, you know? And I think we're all getting at that point right now because it's like that. People are just walking out on the rocks and hurting themselves and you're warning them. And it's kind of like a parody for what else is going on. But anyway, so this show at the end, I'm going to do the news. And at the end, we're going to cover healing unseen negative influences. And Lily Nova did an amazing video she just did with the prayers that we use. And she, you know, used two versions of it. You know, you can use your own version. Intent is 9/10 of the law. And we're going to play that at the end of the show. So, and we're going to also, you know, tell you where you can get the books and the other things, which we hardly ever do. I'm really bad at promoting myself. So we'll end with that. And the latest, you know, it's the latest self-mastery ambassador training workshop, which is on East Eddie TV. And if you really want to learn about who's who on the dimensions, who to work with, who not to work with, how to clear these unseen negative influences, go there because that has all the information on it. So anyway, so this show is going to be more dedicated to healing unseen negative influences, keeping our energies clear and kind of become a little light warrior on this planet. And we can't live in denial anymore. There's just too much going on, too many influences. So anyway, the people behind all these wars, the wars and the disease profiteers and everything are being influenced by some pretty nasty entities. And we have to acknowledge that this is a multidimensional war that we're in. It's not about eating goji berries and singing kumbaya and sitting in a circle. I mean, that helps, but there's more to the story. Let's start cleaning up the planet. You know, we have the tools and it's time to use them. So anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and get into the news. Some crazy stuff going on. To me, it's a total example of end time madness and it's unbelievable. But on October 7th, a text was sent by Americans in Israel saying, please get us out of here. And they said, after repeated calls to the State Department, getting the message, you know, we're out of the office. Sorry. Find a foreign airlines and buy a ticket, et cetera. You know, it's like, and while Biden was having a barbecue, you know, and his State Department was totally unresponsive, Corey Mills, a Republican congressman, upon realizing the situation, He jumped on a plane and told them in 3 hours we'll have you out. That's what we call get her done. He just did it. That's what we pay leadership for, to lead by example and to do the right thing. So rather than just calling death to this group and death to that group and everything else, there's people caught in the middle of all this stuff that need to be taken care of. And so seriously, let's save as many people as we can before we try to kill everybody off. It's insane. I'll go more on that later. But there's a lot of embarrassed Democrats after that. I know there's going to be some Democrats going to jump on a plane and drive there and do a photo op, but probably get nothing done. But anyway, look for that. Here's another one. The Biden administration's official statement is anyone needing rescuing will have to sign a promissory note to reimburse the government for any rescue operations prior to the rescue. So before you're rescued, you have to sign a promissory note. Are they going to go in there and say, Hamas, can you guys chill out for a minute? We have to do some paperwork before we can rescue these people. It's really that insane. Anyway, it's time. It's obvious right now. It's time to question if our present administration gives a damn about the people, because obviously they don't. Barbecue is more important. So anyway, if the Israeli administration gave a damn about their people, they would have demanded, or they would not have demanded, 100% vaccination. So connect the dots. It's not the people that are going to war. The people can get along fine. It's governments and who controls the governments. So you got to start connecting the dots here. If we're gonna, get over this anyway. But here's another good one. Biden in his speech to Israel, he also claimed he was born in Israel. Could have sworn he said he was born in Scranton. He also said he supports Israel 100% with his fingers crossed behind his back, mumbling, "I hope they don't mention the $6 billion we gave Iran." And more that were given to them in the future. So they're trying to actually give them even more money. So we need to look into that. Anyway, Obama gave Iran billions in cash, and nobody said nothing. And along with other bonuses, the money keeps going. He also supported ISIS and other terrorist organizations, along with McCain, who had constant meetings with them. So, it sounds like a pattern of politicians arming the enemy. So we might want to start taking a look into that before any future wars break out. There's something else going on there. It's called, war profiteering. And it gets worse anyway. The Biden administration released a photo shoot revealing the identities of special forces being sent to Israel. And I bet they all feel warm and fuzzy about their mission now. Wouldn't it be best not to tell anybody who they are and why they're there? Isn't that like a top secret mission? Okay, so it's kind of a no-brainer. Seems like one no-brainer after another is coming out of the White House. So this has got to be kabuki theater, because nobody is that stupid. Here's another one. Biden's police state is locking up Trump supporters for making disparaging memes about Hillary Clinton. I could have sworn we had freedom of speech and freedom of the press and a few other things like that. But by the way, don't miss the movie, by Dinesh D'Souza, about the police state. I think everybody should see that, because while we're still free, we need to be aware of where things are heading. As expected, the Israeli missile hitting the hospital story was hyped by the lamestream media again, who got it totally wrong. It hit the parking lot. It was a Hamas missile that misfired. They have video of the missile going off from the ground and misfiring and crashing into the parking lot. So again, I'm not taking sides. I'm saying just get the story straight. I made it very clear I'm not pro-Hamas, for the record. I'm neither pro-Israel. I'm pro-truth. And so I'm trying to seek any way possible to end these never-ending wars. Revenge only leads to more death and destruction. There never was a holy war. There's only one king or leader wanting what another king or leader had, who whipped his people and armies into a frenzy, demonizing the other king. So that's we have a history of that. Did you know the Anunnaki were the first to bring nuclear destruction to themselves and turf wars here on the Earth? You might want to read the Sumerian texts on that one, or the Book of Enki, and see if we can break this cycle. We have to ask ourselves: are we going to do it again, the start over cycle of death and destruction, or are we going to get beyond this one? We did this in Atlantis and Lemuria again, and now we're coming up to that same path in history. That. Where we're either going to choose peace and choose to get along and stop trying to control and manipulate each other and just say, how do we work in the highest and best of humanity and the earth or and each other? Or are we going to continue with the unbridled greed and lust for power and greed, which is really what's driving a lot of this? Here's a good one. Nikki Haley, who's running for president, is saying we need to take in more refugees from Palestine. Sounds like a great idea, Nikki. You first. So much for her career. People aren't going to be buying that one. We already have trouble with our borders, and just add to it. Anyway, so much for her career. That's pretty much a career stopper. How about thinking about the homeless, and the veterans, and clean up those, help those less fortunate in America first. Wow, there's a slogan. Where have I heard that before? America first. All right, here's a good one. Okay, I want you to just sit with this for a minute because it's a no-brainer. Again, there are 133 million registered voters. 74 million voted for Trump. 81 million voted for Biden. This adds up to 155 million votes. If everyone voted, which never happens, I mean, it's always a percentage, probably around 50, you still have 22 million extra votes. And that's with everybody voting, all the registered voters voting. And so, if you question the elections, you get censored, some locked up and charged with election interference. And you don't have to be an Einstein to see the voter fraud. Every American should be pissed about this. This alone should free almost every January 6th person demonstrating against the fraud, exercising their constitutional rights, their duty as Americans. So these guys should not be in jail. They should be getting medals, basically. And the ones that should be in jail are the ones that started the violence, and which goes back to certain agencies, which we won't get into. Anyway, Florida leaders officially classified the COVID vaccines are a biological weapon, asking that it be banned from Florida. The governor also has a task force looking into the same situation, is coming to the same conclusion. So the vaccines are neither safe or effective, and they're going to, right around the corner, they're going to ban the vaccines from being distributed or used in Florida. Here's another headline news. In Australia, the mainstream press is calling out the government for hiding the real science concerning the vaccines. They were neither safe or effective from day one, and they hid all the trials, all the major trials. They hid them, and they knew from the first trials, from the very beginning, that these were not safe or effective. And so the major movement, protecting Fauci. So it looks like Australia might be getting an entire new government soon because the people aren't even the mainstream press are covering this. And so I wanted to get into, there's an old saying, the storm, the great reveal, the chaos is part of the healing process. And this is the storm. And everything is coming up to heal. Nothing's hidden anymore. So it's going to be a wild ride. Which brings us to some healing techniques to assist in lessening some of the chaos. And I want to go into universal law, but it's really simple. Universal law is universal peace, brother sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everyone. That's what it is. And if you're not working under universal law, you're serving another entity, and that's God's law, whatever name you want to give God. And so again, it's really that simple. We were talking about that on the beach today. It breaks down to really one law, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It's that simple. Are you in self-service? Are you in service to others? And are you supporting, are you profiting? Are you part of the war on disease profiteers? Are you actually finding cures and helping people? And it's not that complicated. And the problem is finding the courage and the impeccable integrity to make these changes. And that's where we're at right now. We're having an epidemic of the epidemic. The epidemic we're having right now is greed and lack of morals. That's basically, there's a lot of people that are morally, critically impaired and research impaired, and they get all their information from the social engineers, rather than doing their own research. And that's our problem. It's this has all been generated, by this other group that really wants to see 7 billion of us gone, and we need to come to terms with that. So anyway, what I wanted to do is talk a little bit about, before we go into the other healing technologies, about what this is all about and the multidimensional war that we're under. So, as I said before, some of this goes back to the ancient Anunnaki, the fallen gods, whatever you want, little g, the fallen gods, the bearded gods of old. And the Book of Enki talks about that and their history and how they came to Earth, and there was a knuckle dragger here on Earth that was evolving naturally, and that they added their DNA to the already created human that was here and jumped him up so they could get the gold to save Nibiru. So that is a true story that did happen. It's kind of interesting, but and there's another player, the ancient Lyrans, which I feel like they're very similar root race, and we've been trying to nail this down. It seems like the ancient Lyrans were very, very old race, and that Nibiru was kind of a colonization of that. And I might have this wrong. I'm trying to do more research, and where do you go for the research other than talking to them? So you got to have an interdimensional mind to really find out what's really going on. But so on the deepest, darkest levels, what we're dealing with is fallen Anunnaki, those that are stuck in the lower fourth dimension. They didn't go anywhere because they were all about power and control. And so they didn't ascend. And they had a belief in separation. They believed they were gods, and there's a greater God beyond them that they didn't figure on. So you've got that group in there. You have beings that are known as serpent beings, which are not, they're very nasty. I've had to deal with them before. And so you've got that group. You've got the royal reptilians. They're very nasty. You don't want to hang out with them. And then you've got some of the reptilians, and then you've got the tall grays, which are nasty. And then you got a lot of the grays, and there are some reptilians that just are cruising around doing whatever. They're not such a threat, but the biggest threat is coming from these kind of demonic realms where there's some really nasty stuff going on, and you want to stay out of those realms. So that's being cleaned up right now. We can all be part of the process when we understand what's going on. So these globalists have all aligned with this realm, and not all of them. I'm saying there are benevolent globalists that are out there that really want to do good. They want to turn the planet around and operate under universal law and bring peace to the planet. And but a large majority of the elitists that believe they're separate, they believe they don't believe in karma. They think they're gods, and in one sense they are, basically, because God is omnipresent within everything and everyone. So everyone and everything is God. But if you realize this and you're enlightened, you wouldn't do anything to harm another person because you'd be harming yourself. Only the ego doesn't realize this. And so these guys are narcissists, and they got massive egos, and that allowed these other entities to come in. And they also did it through ceremony and child sacrifice. And so there's a satanic Luciferian cult, a death cult out there, and it's a very powerful cult, and it's being taken out as we speak, and it's going down. And they call on these lower levels. They call on these beings in these lower levels for power over others, to dominate, to control, to destroy, to whatever. And so you got to be aware of this. This is a real deal. You know, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of both sides of the coin. There's a dark side, there's a light side. Be aware of both of them. And you need to master the multi dimensions of yourself and master each plane of yourself. So we are multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum. So we have a body and a personality, and most people are trapped in that. And they're going to CNN and all these other, I got the RNN, the Reptilian News Network, and that's where they're getting all their information, and they're being held in fear and survival and the baser chakras or baser energies. And that's why, unfortunately, a lot of the people on Earth are turning into now. The less civilized countries, that I won't say less civilized, less technologically advanced countries, I mean, they're all out just gathering food and farming and taking care of their livestock and things like those are the ones that are going to cruise through all this stuff. They're going to be fine, you know, as long as they pay attention. But anyway, so these groups, they're doing all they can to keep us suppressed. You know, they want you in fear and survival. They're the war and disease profiteers. They create the uneven dispersal of wealth and the poverty and everything. And so it all goes back to these characters. And you can look up who they are if you want. I saw the meme the other day and said, everything goes back to these. And they had names for them, two guys. And pretty much Schwab and Klaus Schwab and Soros, basically. So, and they've pretty much taken over the Democratic Party. So the WEF basically are the ones that want to get these Agenda 21 and Agenda 30s going. And they're the ones that are saying you will own nothing and you'll be happy and you'll eat bugs and you'll be happy. And you'll be totally enslaved and not free to speak outside the norm, you know, or whatever they establish as a norm, and you'll be happy. You know, I'm sorry, people are not going to be happy. That's suppression. You know, that's, you're suppressing the spirit of humanity and their ability to evolve. And so they're very much about suppressing the ascension or the awakening healing process, the planetary liberation that's going on, but they can't. It's beyond their abilities, and all they're doing is ensuring their place in the lower fourth dimension, which some could call hell. And so their evolution, they're on a downward spiral and of evolution, and the world they're trying to create is collapsing in on itself. And so if you choose to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature, you're on the upward spiral, and you're the ones that'll continue as long as you know, stay out of the way of the other guys going down. But anyway, so you've got that realm that we're dealing with, and that realm is influencing people. And when you see people with these blank looks on their faces, you see them total going into rage, you know, you see all the division and againstness going on and people just acting crazy, especially, you know, a lot of this Green New Deal thing or whatever. These people, they did a whole story on them, and they said a lot of them are mentally ill, and they really believe that the world is going to end. I mean, in so much time, the oceans are rising, you know, the carbon CO2 is up. Actually, CO2 is the lowest it's ever. We have a deficit of CO2 now, which plants need. And the average temperature on the planet is exactly the same as it's been for hundreds of years. So nothing's changed. And the oceans haven't risen. Plymouth Rock is still there. You can still stand on Plymouth Rock, the one the pilgrims stepped off of. And, you know, nothing's changed. And all these same people that are saying, you know, the poles are melting, we're all going to be underwater, everything, they all live on the beach. They all have beautiful multi-million-dollar beachfront properties. And most of them have a carbon footprint that is off the scale. But we They want us to turn our power over to them and our money and our assets. It's a land grab. It's a power grab. It's a money grab. And, you know, why would you give that? You know, it's almost like telling the nuclear industry, here's $1 billion to clean up the mess you made. And so is how's that going to stop making the mess? If you're getting $1 billion to clean up the mess, then why not make more messes? You know, we've lost all critical thinking, all logic here. So anyway, trying to shed a little light on this. So basically, these energies are, we have a mental body and an emotional body and a spiritual body, and the spiritual body has bodies within bodies all the way back to source. And they're more expanded states of awareness or consciousness. And so what happens is these lower bodies, they're trying to trap everybody in the lower bodies through the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. And you get up beyond that, you get into the heart, which is love felt for all things. You get into the throat chakra, you know, which is love expressed, supposed to be for all things. And then the third eye here is God seen in all things. That's when you start seeing all the other dimensions of what's really going on. And then the top chakra is I am God. It's where the crown energy comes through, the I am, whatever you want to call it. The God consciousness comes down through the crown. Everybody has different names for it. So they really want to keep us out of that. They want to keep us out of those higher levels because they can't control you through fear and through survival and things like that. So that's the game. So we got to transcend that. We have to practice loving detachment. We have to be able to talk about these things without getting all emotionally wrapped up in them and freaking out about them. And don't be a victim. You know, a lot of victims will use their victim story to gain either emotional or financial support for others. And so there's a lot of victims were people who came with agendas, and those agendas weren't fulfilled, and so they became victims. And we're seeing that big flip. You know, the latest one is the Me Too movement, and that's lost steam now. So so basically, you know, personal responsibility is the only way out. You know, you have to sit back and go, well, now I know what I don't want. And there's an old saying: I've never made a mistake. I've manifested a lot of things and gained a lot of wisdom. So the mistake would be not gaining the wisdom from the experience. I have a rooster out here that's agreeing with me. There's one. But anyway, so that's, we have to get out of that game. We have to get out of the game of the division game. We have to get out of the victim, savior, persecutor, hamster wheel that's going on. We have to get out in nature and meditate and do clearings and clear our fields and make sure we don't have these unseen negative influences that are running our programs. And so if you have victim patterns, that's a huge doorway for them to, you know, come in. And that's how they manipulate the wars and everything, because of the victim patterns, because of people's need for revenge. And people could not forgive. And so they got this big doorway, big chink in their armor to come in. And so, you know, revenge, when has revenge done anything to bring peace? You know, it just, you know, and the person you're taking out, you know, you're in your revenge or whatever, is going to come back again, maybe another lifetime, but they're going to remember on a soul level, and they're going to go, oh, that's the guy that did that to me last time. Or that's the girl that did that to me last, or whatever, you know, and this could be another cycle. So again, forgiveness is the only way out of this cycle. I'm not saying we don't have to defend ourselves. We don't have to, you know, seek ways of taking care of our family and because we do. We need, during these times, we need to make sure we know where our water is coming from. We have to have fresh food, fresh air. You know, we need to get away from all the processed foods, which are toxic now. You know, we need to get away. You know, you really need to look up at what's in this fake meat now, and even the regular meat, what they're putting in the regular meat now. You need to look into that and see what's in it. You know, they have these turbo cancers showing up, and that's because of a lot of these toxins, and it's because of other things too, you know. But We need to look into that. We need to really take care of our when you're taken care of and you're sovereign, then you're not in survival anymore and you're not in fear, and then you can embrace the higher levels of self. You can go and power, let me go through this really quick. So you've got survival as your base root chakra, and that's tied to the earth and things like that. In the next chakra up is your sexual energies, and that's creational energies. There's nothing wrong with them, that you use them to create. I don't know if you've noticed, if you're in love and you're with a person that you really love and care for, you can start manifesting so much faster because those are creational energies. And a lot of people are blocked up in that because of programs. And then the next one is power. And so your power chakra, your solar plexus, is only for empowering others and empowering yourself to fulfill your own unique soul purpose. It's never used to overpower others or harm others or manipulate others. And that's unfortunately. And so these are all messed up right now. So you've got people want to survive. A lot of people are using sex to survive. They're afraid if they don't use their sexual energies, they're not going to survive. And a lot of people use the sexual energies for power over others, and say, yeah, I can control this person through sex or through survival or whatever. So it's power over others through misusing the sexual energies and the survival energies and fear. And that's what's going on. And we need to break out of that pattern and get away from it. And so those are your first three chakras. And when you get above there and you're operating from the heart, when you're operating from the heart, you're in the heart is the soul sits right here next to the heart, and your soul is connected to creator or source, whatever name you want to give it. And so you want to at least get into the heart. And then the heart has more energy coming out. It's projecting, I don't know how many times more energy than the brain. The electrical energy in the heart is off the scale. So it's because your soul sits right there. So you really want to come from the heart, and your decision-making process should come from the heart, because then you're tapping the soul, and the soul is going to guide you. Don't go there. Don't hook up with this person. Don't do this. And the mind talks you out of it, and you go, oh God, why didn't I listen in the beginning? So you really want to come from the heart, because that's where you have all the information of things that happened in past lives and everything. And you're being guided through spirit, through the heart. And so as you move up the chakras, you start receiving guidance from higher and higher levels, and you go on from there. And that's what we need to start doing. But the trap is, every time you turn on the news and go, oh my God, and you divide and you take sides, and you jump into this mess, it's like, people go, why do you talk about the news? And I said, well, we need to know what's going on around us. We need to find solutions. And we also need to look at things differently than the mainstream is telling us, because it's a big lie machine with an agenda. And so there needs to be a kind of a force that will expose this, say, don't go there, don't follow this path, because this is where they're taking you. So I can do that with loving detachment. I also know the real history and what's really happening in the big picture. So I can talk about these things. But I mean, some people shouldn't get wrapped up. You should just turn your TV set off. I mean, I don't watch TV. I just get things through the internet and do my own research. But even then, that's a lot of it's really hard to find those gold nuggets in there that people really know what's going on. And that seems to be like far and few in between. So anyway, when you get up into the fourth dimension, the lower fourth dimension again is where all that kind of demonic realms, where you've got shadow people, you've got poltergeists, you've got fallen Anunnaki, you've got serpents and reptilians and greys and all that crap going on in the lower fourth. In the mid fourth, you have everyday people kind of incarnating. They're still stuck on the wheel of an incarnated. And then you get into the higher levels of the fourth dimension, you have a lot of guides and teachers and things, but they haven't gotten into unity consciousness. So they have some kind of a belief in separation or division, be it cultural or religious or something that divides them from the whole. that they haven't been able to let go of. And you can get a lot of wonderful information and guidance from them, but you want to go higher. So you want to pierce the psychic barrier and get beyond that and go into the fifth dimension. And that's where you're in unity consciousness and then move up from there. And so that's where a lot of people are assisting us from is the fifth dimension. And they're bringing unity consciousness and universal law. And they're helping us to get through this planetary liberation and what's happening. And so when you get into these higher dimensions, you know, we're talking about Pleiadians, Arcturians, Andromedans, trying to think Sirians, the Orion Council of Light, the benevolent ones, the negative ones, the Orion Alliance, that's the greats and reptilians, you want to stay away from that. And you've got all these beings, like, and on the highest levels, you have God beings who became one with God, you know, just like Jesus's prayer, you know, beloved Father, let them come one as we are one. And he said it very clearly, you know, I myself do nothing, the Father through me doeth the works. But if you're enlightened and you have had your own near-death experiences and have reached that level, you realize that it's not really, it feels like a father because it's coming to you objectively. And you're being subjective to this information and energy, but it's not, it's neither male nor female. It's this golden plane of bliss, and it's pure love, joy, and bliss. And there's no words to describe it. And it's a consciousness and energy. It's not a little old man with a beard, and it's not a woman running around in the garden. You know, that's part of it, but that's not the ultimate. So we have to get beyond the divisions to understand this and get beyond the cultural and spiritual programs and all these other things that we've learned. Now you can still, you know, you can still go to church. I'm not saying there's some good foundational stuff in a lot of churches and a lot of religions. There's golden threads that bind everybody together and go throughout all the churches and everything. But if you really want to go for enlightenment, you have to transcend all cultural and all religious programming and get to that point where you see the creator in all creation, including yourself, and you realize God is truly omnipresent. So somebody's asked me about this teacher and that teacher, and they're trying to go to this person and that person. And and I told them, I said, well, you know, I have a couple of questions that'll answer that. And they're, you know, saying, who's, is this guy for real? Is this guy, what's his agenda? And this girl and whatever. And I tried to explain, there's a lot of people out there that are doing the best they can, but they're still wounded. They still have a division game going within themselves, and they're doing the best they can, but that's tainting what they're doing. And some people are seeking fame and fortune and notoriety and things. And because they haven't made their own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. Once you do that and you make that connection, you don't need exterior anything. It's an interior thing. It's an inner thing that happens. And so you don't need love and acceptance and approval outside of yourself, which you probably didn't get from your parents. You're getting it from within, which is eternal. And the other stuff is transitory. So that's where you have to go. So this woman was asking me about that, this guy and that guy and this teacher and this woman, you know, and I said, well, you know, I have a couple questions for you. And I said, is God omnipresent? And they're thinking about this. I said, you know, is the creator omnipresent within all creation? Where did everything come from? You know, there's the void. There was nothing, you know, and all of a sudden everything, what was it? What did it come from? Where was it created out of? So how can everything not be God? You know, I'm not saying there aren't people that fell away from universal law and they're acting like little tyrants down here. I mean, that's another story, but you know, it's like God run amok, you know, but anyway, when you understand this, you go, okay, so God's omnipresent. And they said, yes. And so I said, then where do you go? And they go, what do you mean? And I said, if God's omnipresent, where do you have to go? And they go, I guess nowhere, you know. And their old saying, be still and know you're God. I think somebody said that guy in robes a while back. And so I said, okay, when you understand that omnipresent is God omniscient, all knowing. And they go, well, yeah, God's all knowing. And I said, well, if God's omniscient and God is within, why are you seeking outside? Why are you seeking external to for your understanding? And it really hit after that. It starts really hitting that this is an internal process. Enlightenment is an internal process. It's not external. There are some people going to help you a little bit, give you some tools and techniques, but it's an internal process. And I said, the best place that you can connect with God is in nature. That's the only place you have mirrors that reflect back to you. And if you really contemplate nature, you're going to be blown away. You go, who created this? Who came up with this intricate pattern that fits together? It's just mind-blowing once you really get into it. But there's no way random mutation could have created all this. It's impossible. So anyway, going back to that, is that we have to pull, we're like batteries, we're like this, we're like an oct battery octopus with all these arms out, and we got to pull all of our arms in and stop leaking, stop giving our energy out to everything else and bring that energy back in within, and then we got it, and the more we do that, the more we meditate and raise our frequencies and focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. The more powerful you become, the more your inner guidance kicks in, and then you can really find out answers. You can find out what's really happening. You can see through the chaos and all the traps and other programs out there. So anyway, again, the main reason we're given this clearing right now is because a lot of what is happening is not physical. It's happening from other, there's influences coming in from other dimensions, especially the lower dimension. It's running amok right now, the lower fourth. And those influences are coming in and affecting the earth. And everybody that ever were on earth are still working their patterns out if they didn't work them out already. And we're in that. And so you have a mental body, an emotional body. They still do, even though they're dead, supposedly. They're a spirit and they have a mental and emotional body. And they can affect your mental and emotional body. And they can create a lot of even illness. They can create a lot of accidents. They can create a lot of emotional disturbances. They can really lower your frequencies, which they have to, so they can influence you. And so, again, we need to raise our frequencies and get away from a lot of drugs and all the other stuff because that actually puts chinks in your armor. And you can do all this naturally. And just again, get out in nature and focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it and do this clearing technique. And the more you do this clearing technique, the more these old patterns start releasing from you and other influences start disconnecting from you and your frequencies rise up. And then pretty soon you're outside of their ability to affect you anymore. So basically, that's what we need to do. That's if we want to get through this stuff, get out in nature as much. Don't get caught. Turn your TV off. Don't get caught up in all the dramas, and again, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. So, on that note, I'm going to step aside and let Lily bring her amazing voice and information on. She took our information and put a voice to it, and we're just going to go from there. So, from here on out, again, just focus on love and joy and bliss. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Intent's nine tenths of the law, and we'll get through these times. So, on that note, have a great evening and listen to the rest of the show. Good night.
Hello, beautiful starseed. This is a clearing technique from James Gilliland of East City Ranch. With James's permission and collaboration, I've created a recorded version of his clearing technique to assist you with clearing any unwanted energies and entities. Right now, more than ever, it is very important to keep yourself cleared, keep your energetic field cleared, and cut off any lower frequency energies or beings that may have attached themselves, especially with all of the interference going on Earth right now as we ascend into the 5D. I have also put the words to this clearing in the description. Healing is a must for those who desire to operate in other realms of consciousness. You must have self-authority and maintain control. If you are experiencing negative vibrations, they are either thought forms, limiting mental concepts, psychic bonds, or discarnate entities or lost souls in need of healing. They are bound to the earth vibration due to lower vibration attitudes and emotions. Some are coercive and desire to manipulate and control. Love heals. Casting out only sends them to another place, another person. In all healing, remember that God is love. It is the power of love that heals and lifts. And now we will begin the clearing prayer. You may want to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths in. And as you breathe in, breathe light into your body. Breathing in deep, breathing in light, and exhaling any tension. Feeling connected, centered, balanced, connected with your heart. And now repeat, I close my aura by visualizing a white or gold light around me. I call upon my chosen cultural representative of God, be it Jesus, Buddha, Babaji, Mary, Muhammad, White Eagle, or another one of the beautiful many Christed ones. I tell the entities they are healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. I tell the entities they are healed and surrounded with the Christ light and the Christ love. I ask my chosen representative to take them to their perfect place. I ask that all negative thought forms and limiting mental concepts be dissolved and lifted in the light of truth. I ask that all psychic bonds be severed and close their auras to all but spirit of the highest vibration. Repeat this process until you feel clear. There may be more than one healing to do. Remember, your word is very powerful, and what is spoken on their level manifests instantly. Many enlightened ones use this process before opening. It creates a clear and safe environment, and it also lifts the one who is doing the healing. Intent is 9/10 of the law. If you intend to serve and heal, you will draw to you entities of like mind. If you intend to coerce or manipulate, again, you will draw entities of like mind. It is the law of attraction. At times, discarnate spirits will come to your light like a moth to a flame. Do not judge yourself, simply heal them. They are the ones in trouble, not you. They are seeking your help. In addition to the previous clearing prayer, you may also wish to do this one. After doing the above in the beginning, first call in your main teacher or guide and other divine beings, Christed or above. And you can do this by saying, I call in my guides of the highest love and light. I call in Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, or whoever you choose. You can also call in your cosmic family of the highest love and light. And then repeat, we welcome all entities in love and light. We speak to you from the Lord God of our being, telling you all you are healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened, filled and surrounded by the Christ light and the Christ love. And we ask the beautiful many to escort you off to your perfect place. Go in peace. And so it is. Now you may repeat this clearing prayer as many times as you would like, especially if you feel you need multiple clearings. I hope you enjoyed this clearing prayer by James Gilliland from eSETI.org and voiced by Lily Nova. You can find eSETI on their official YouTube and Rumble channels, as well as the website. I will link the words to this prayer down below. Give this video a thumbs up and leave your comment. Let us know how you feel. And please share this clearing prayer, as we need this on Earth right now to expand our consciousness and clear any lower frequencies away. Much love to you, Starseeds, and good night.
Chaser. Little guy behind him.